Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Hallo liebe Formel 1-Fans und herzlich willkommen zum neuen Podcast von f1insider.com. Mein Name ist Bianca Garloff und wir wollen an dieser Stelle ab jetzt regelmäßig verbal Vollgas geben. Loslegen wir deshalb auch gleich mit einem Schwergewicht der Motorsportszene, nämlich mit dem neuen Formel 1-Chef Stefano Domenicali. Mit dem habe ich exklusiv gesprochen über Mick Schumacher, Michael Schumacher, Sebastian Vettel, aber eben auch Stefanos Vision für die Zukunft der Formel 1. Ich hoffe, dass euch das Gespräch gefällt. Wenn ja, dann bleibt uns treu, abonniert am besten diesen Podcast, schaut in unserem YouTube-Kanal vorbei und natürlich auch auf unserer Webseite f1-insider.com. Aber jetzt erst einmal viel Spaß. Ihr werdet einen sehr coolen und entspannten neuen Formel-1-Chef erleben.
Were Ferrari team principal, you grew up in Imola, and you grew up with Bernie Ecclestone as the F1 boss. Would you ever have imagined that you would be the new Bernie?
You know that the answer is not too difficult, because the answer is absolutely not. I remember when I was in Imola, at the high school, parking the trucks, the paddock, and controlling, you know, the people inside, when you are a passionate guy in the paddock, you watch these guys or these people, or Bernie in particular, as a, you know, I would say like a sort of untouchable, that you wouldn't imagine ever to have the chance to meet them. Then, you know, in the course of the years, then I was part of that world, and then now I'm here in the position of the leader of leading the F1. So it's really an incredible situation, very privileged and very lucky to have it, and very honored to have it, and really something special to me. And I have really to thanks Liberty, to thanks Chase Carey, Greg Maffei, because at the end of the day, they selected me. Yeah. And as you can imagine, I would say that it's not difficult to think that maybe, I don't know, how long would have been the list of people that wanted to be here. So I'm privileged. I know there's a big responsibility, but once again, I really thank, because it's something special and unique for me. So now it's time to keep working hard, keep delivering, and making sure that this platform is going into the right direction. Yeah. And this is really something that I feel, being part of this project, that is very important. It's very exciting, because as you know, we are lucky, as I said, to this job. And we need to take that as a big boost to make sure that we took the right decision.
But still, when Liberty asked you, did you have to think twice? Because it's not an easy situation right now. We have the pandemic, we have the changing world in general. It's a nice challenge which you have chosen.
Well, the challenge is there for sure. But I you know that I have some Italian expression that it's not difficult. It's not so easy to translate, but I think that this train that passed me in front, it was impossible not to get in, not to jump in.
Yeah.
So it was too big. And you're right. And first of all, I don't have to forget that I was in a situation that was fantastic. I mean, I was the president, CEO, chairman, CEO of Lamborghini. We did incredible years of growth and delivering great success and great people and a great group, of which I will... Lamborghini is part of, so it was not easy. But as we said, you know, when it has been very quickly, because in a very short time I had to take the decision, and I took it mainly because, as I said before, I'm coming from F1 world. That's been always my passion. Secondly, you know, the magnitude of this job has been, it is immense. So the responsibilities are incredible. But on the other hand, the job that I was doing in Lamborghini was really great. We had built up a brand, we built up the strategy for the future. Therefore, I felt that it was not really a situation where I would leave in a group in a difficult situation. I was leaving. I left a group in a fantastic position, which with a bright future in front. So that was, you know, the reason why I take that on board.
Yeah.
Pandemic, as you said, Bianca, it's a big challenge. It's a challenge for everyone in life. It's a challenge for the motorsport itself. But I would say we need to give the credit to Liberty, to Chase, to the FIA, because last year, you know, the F1 world delivered a championship in a condition where no one would have said that would have been possible.
Yeah.
And that was the right business card, if I may say, to allow this year to go ahead with the championship that is even far more difficult to do because of the complication, because of the different situation. And therefore, you're right, it's a very complicated situation. We need to be flexible in order to make adjustments in case we need, of course. But that's it.
Yeah.
And you know that this year, on top of what you said, we have 23 races. So 23 is the maximum number of a calendar of Formula 1 in the history of Formula 1. Therefore, you add this as an added complication. But the good things that I can share is for sure that all the organizers are really willing to organize it. The first race in Bahrain in 1 week time, it would be with the people vaccinated and people that had already COVID so they can come to the race.
Yeah.
It's the first sign that the people can come back. And then, of course, we need to monitor with each government, with each organizer, how the situation will develop. We would love to have fun as quickly as possible. We need to respect the situation that every country has and make sure that, you know, priorities, everyone is safe. And this is very, very important.
Yeah. Coming back to the first question, and Bernie, in how far will you make the job in a different way? And how far are you different?
No, but I mean, everyone is different from another person. I mean, I cannot take the comparison of Bernie. Bernie did the history for all one. It was his baby. He created. And I have to be very humble. I just start now this journey after a period where Chase was really able to take that and make a transition that was not easy. But the fundamental of the business are now there because, you know, if you think the Concord Agreement has been signed, that is very, very important. The budget cap is there. It would be important that the FIA will monitor that because everyone otherwise will jump in. But it's these two elements were beneficial to give great stability versus the future. And we can see one thing that is very important. There is now a big attention from the financial market on F1. A lot of investors would like to come in Formula 1 because they see potentially that's the place to be.
Okay.
Very interesting from the sporting point of view, very interesting from the financial perspective. So going back to the question you were asking me, Bianca, I have to take over and make sure that with my energy, with my ideas, you know, I can keep taking this platform in the right way into the future. That I can see that is only positive, despite the big challenge that we have in front, because I don't forget what you said about pandemic.
Yeah.
I don't forget about the world crisis, but I don't forget about the need of having great sport. I don't forget, you know, that in this moment there are maybe other priorities. But if we look at all the elements, I don't see anyone that can be really positive affected by what we are doing. If we do, as I'm sure, not hope, as I'm sure, doing the right choices for the future.
You were speaking about the future. What is your vision for F1? And how can maybe also your past jobs at Ferrari, at Audi, at Lamborghini help you to make that vision come true?
I think that my previous experience is very useful because you know, I know how a team as a manufacturer is thinking and how it's operating.
Yeah.
And I know also how a track is or circuit organizer and operating because I was involved in Mugello, as you know, or when I was in Ferrari. So I know exactly what we're talking about. So I think this kind of experience are beneficial to my job here.
Yeah.
Where I see the Formula One going, I think that the Formula One is going in the direction of being, first of all, a sport that has to give excitement to the fan and can be the right platform for the teams to be sustainable, for the drivers to express their talent and to give the maximum out of the sporting experience in terms of sporting fighting, in terms of emotion, and also the OEM to have the chance to develop the portfolio on what they can offer to, let's say, the normal car business. Because I think that's the reason why, for example, we believe that the choice that we have taken to be hybrid in the future is the right one. And if I may, sometimes it's better to remind to us that you know, in this moment where everyone is talking about a lot of things with regards to sustainability, I just want to remind to all of us that this engine, this powertrain, is very expensive. This is true, but it's the most efficient engine that is so far, in the track of the world. You know, to we have an incredible power unit that is giving an incredible hybrid power to an incredible engine that is delivering that power with only, you know, with only 100 kilos to make in the shortest time as possible, more than 305 kilometers.
Yeah.
This is something that I think is important to remember to all of us, because sometimes we are too negative around something that is already something unique. The challenge for the future, of course, to take that at a different level, to make sure that this will be considered in order to possibly attract new manufacturers, in any case to attract and to make sure that the manufacturers that are here today will be happy for what we are offering, because you know, it's important that is something that we don't have to forget. Make sure that the ones that are here are happy for the future. So I see, you know, really an incredible future. And once again, just to not to remind to us another point, if you look at the numbers of people that are watching Formula One, we're talking about really a big numbers, big numbers. And of course, our challenge will be to take even more with the younger generation, try to connect with them in a different way, speak their language, and make sure that they will be interested even more in the future.
You were speaking about the engines. How important is biofuel in that sense?
I think that sustainable fuel or carbon neutrality are very, very important. Biofuel is a point of discussion. What could be the right future for a new approach on fuel that has to be associated with what we are looking forward for the new engine that we would like to bring home, as you know very well, Bianca, earlier than what is expected. Because today the regulation is saying that we should have a new engine 2026, but now we want to address the point in order to have a new engine on 2025. Yes. So very important.
And Mr. Agak, he's always talking about the fusion of Formula E and Formula One. He says Formula One has to go electric and so on. What do you think about that? What do you answer to him?
To Alejandro, I know very well. If I have to say something, I will tell him on the phone or at a dinner. I don't need to write what I think. And he knows what I think. I think that we are doing two different journeys. And I think that what we are doing, it's, as I said, very credible, very reliable. And that's it. That's it. And the numbers speak by themselves.
In general, coming back from the technical stuff, which role does diversity play in your mind as well? Lewis already started it last year. Even Bernie once said F1 needs a fast German, a fast woman and a black driver. What is your view on that?
Well, diversity is part of our We Race at One program. Yeah. As you know, it's very important. We are always, it is true, we live in this world. We cannot take away the responsibility of sharing, you know, the F1 platform to make sure that the attention on certain value like diversity, like integration, like community, like the end of last season has to be considered. So I really hope personally that a woman can be very strong in Formula One. That we need to make sure that there are no barriers. To allow women to do that. That will be the goal. And then it's a matter of who is fastest, and that's it. And that's the beauty of what we are doing. So the attention on diversity is for sure there. As I said, Bianca, the We Racers One is a platform of values on which Formula One will work hard a lot. Because there is not only that. I give you one example. We are very strong now in making sure that we give opportunity to young generation that wants to study to be in love with Formula One, because the project F1 in school is connected to the fact, for example, that we want to give the opportunity to people that are that have no possibility or having you know difficulties to get in love with Formula One, because we don't need only drivers, we need technicians, mechanics, engineers. We need to create to build up this big foundation to make sure motorsport will grow in the future.
Yeah, you're right. And how far or how important is Lewis Hamilton also in that case? And are you a bit afraid maybe to lose him after this season as an ambassador also?
I would say that Lewis is very important because Lewis is playing, first of all, let's speak about priorities in terms of sporting business, because we are in Formula One. He has in front of him an incredible challenge to be the only driver that... I don't know if it's superstition or not. I didn't ask him. I will ask him soon to possibly win the eighth title in his career. So it's an incredible result. So I think that his focus on his business, on his point of view, would be that. And then, of course, he's very, very, very well active in all the other points on which he really feels very important for him to live. And it's not a problem to be worried or not worried. I think that it's very important that he feels at home in Formula One, because that's where he belongs and where I believe, you know, also Formula One wants to see Lewis be part of.
Do you think that he will make the eighth title?
He has everything to do it. It will be not easy, because as always, when you are getting closer to the height of a big mountains, the air is less full of air. So I don't know how to say, less oxygen. So the difficulties are there. You need to be fully concentrated. You need to make sure that you are absolutely perfect. So I think that he has everything in place to do it, but the fight will be very, very strong, because I'm sure that the others, you know, for other reasons, they want to be very, very fast. And for sure, on that respect, Lewis will not have an easy life, but he can do it.
Yeah. Okay, coming to our German drivers, you started your career at Ferrari at, I think, 94, 95, when Michael came to Ferrari. Now his son is driving in Formula One and you are the Formula One boss. How emotional is that for you?
Well, I started the first time in 91. You're 91, yes. But then it's true, I moved in 93 to Formula One, because before I was doing another job in Ferrari. But emotional is very emotional, because I saw him the first day in Bahrain test, and we said, what we do? We cannot hug because of the protocol, but we hugged mentally.
Yeah.
It's okay, done. But of course, it's a big emotion, because I saw him when he was born. Really when he was born. So it is something that I think he deserved. He will take the right approach, and we need to let him work in the way that he was able to do it so far, because his career grows step by step, and he was able to achieve a Formula One because he deserved it, not because his name is Schumacher. I think that by showing everyone that was able to win after 2 years Formula 3, of course, Formula 4, sorry, then 2 years Formula 3, then 2 years Formula 2, has matured to arrive the last 10. Now, of course, he has to maximize this experience, and it is really great to see him there.
Which memories do you have of him as a small boy?
Well, very private one, because as you know, Michael, with his private life, has been always very, very defensive. So very rarely he was at the race. When we had our meeting in Kerpen or you know, private event together, we had the chance to stay together. Because as you remember, you know, you know, neither Gina Maria, neither Mick were at the racing. So good memories to see an incredible family together, yes.
And does Mick also remind you of Michael? I mean, he's looking like him, he's walking like him, he's a bit speaking like him. How do you see that?
Well, he's his son. This is great. One thing that hit my attention is I remember the first day of testing in Michael in Fiorano, that he has the white overall, because it was still a transition year.
I remember that as well, being a fan.
That he came with a notebook. No, not a notebook or computer. At that time, a notebook it was impossible.
Yeah, normal book, you mean? Yeah, to write down something, yeah.
Yes, a notebook with a pen and to write. And as soon, I remember Nick, when I saw him as I was following him in Formula 3 and Formula 2, having the same notebook as his father.
The same, really, or similar?
No. The same in terms of approach. The notebook with the pen to write. Yeah. That hit me and remind me, okay, another sign.
Yeah, that's nice. You experienced 5 World Championship titles with Michael. What was so special about Michael, and what did he also teach you?
Well, I think that Michael was special because he was an incredible driver, but a driver and a man that never take away him from the team. Mm-hmm. He was a team member.
Yeah.
When we as a team had some problems, I remind to all of us one in 1999 when we, for a problem on brakes, he went against the barrier in Silverstone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was a fault of us, and he never said that official to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that for a team is very, very important. He was very protective, and we were living, you know, the team life in an incredible way because we were always together. We were playing football. We were having dinner together. So it was really private team life. Yeah. And I think that we grow together with everyone in the team in an incredible way. The good thing is everyone knew what was his role.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very important.
Yeah. I think here in Germany, the fans really saw you for the first time in Spa 1998. You remember?
Yes, I remember. I didn't have my glasses because my sight was still good. That's why I moved close to Michael, because knowing him, I knew that in that moment it was not really... He couldn't see very well, I would say. It was a little bit Italian.
Yeah.
And therefore, I try personally to convince him not to do anything. But in this moment, you know, he jumped in. Then afterwards, you know, I still have in my mind what he told me the night after that race. That was, as you can imagine, for him, very particular.
Okay. So, Michael, he was also always very positive about Sebastian Vettel, and you were also someone who wanted him to join Ferrari. What went wrong with Sebastian and Red?
You know, difficult to say from the outside. I think that at the end of the day it's true. But we don't have to forget that he was very, very close to be, let's say, a possible champion with Ferrari in 2018.
Yeah.
I remember very, very well. You know, that year was really the best year, I would say, on which you may argue for a certain situation, but, you know, there were situations that took the team in the positions that they had at the end of the season. But in that moment, it was the best moment of his career. With Ferrari, and I think that was a really missed opportunity, not for his fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How happy are you now that the combination Sebastian Vettel Aston Martin is back, and that Formula One has a kind of James Bond?
Well, first of all, I'm very, very happy because we having Aston Martin back in Formula One as a brand, Formula One. Is incredible news for Formula One because it's an iconic brand that has to build up a new input for another future because it's passing through difficult times. Now it will use for sure also Formula One to develop the brand again. So this is an incredible news for Formula One. I go back to what we said at the beginning. Formula One is the flat to which build, you know, the future.
Mm.
And then I'm sure that Sebastian will take this as a maximum opportunity to show that he deserved the 4 title that he won.
Mm.
He is a four-time championship. There are not so many in around the world. So
no.
Sometimes we forget that. But I'm sure that he will deliver the result in combination with the performance of the car. He will have the challenge, of course, of racing in a very competitive team. We don't have to underestimate Lance Stroll because he's very fast. So I think that this will help him to deliver the maximum result this year. So I'm very excited to see that.
Yeah. One more question about Mick. He will probably drive in one of the worst cars of the field. You said we have to give him time. What do you expect, or what do you think should fans expect from him this year?
I mean, of course, when you come in Formula One, the performance of the car is very, very important. It would be wrong in my position to judge or to make any consideration on the performance of a team that is attending Formula One. What I can say is that he has to deliver the maximum result in terms of any opportunity that he may have during the season. And he will show, of course, there is first comparison with the teammate. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there is the possibility during the race and qualifying to be as fast as possible and making the right calls when it's him doing the call in certain condition of the track. And this is the things that he will do, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But you know very well that alone you cannot be on top of the grid. You have to have a good car to perform.
Yeah, you're right. When you were leaving Formula One as a Ferrari team principal, Mercedes was starting its dominance, and now they are still world champions. How far are you hoping that now they finally will be beaten?
No, I think that Formula One has been always a sport with cycles.
Mm-hmm.
I can remind, of course, Ferrari, I can remind Williams, I can remind McLaren, I can remind Lotus. You know, that's part of the cycles of the team. For sure, the level of Mercedes of the last year was impressive. Mm-hmm. And we need to give credit to Toto Wolff and his team for what he delivered.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, this year, I think that the championship will be interesting. And there has been some little change on the regulation, on the aerodynamic side, that may have an effect at the beginning. We don't know. And then we don't have to underestimate one thing. Budget cap will have an effect on the big teams, and they have to perform a new car that is next year.
Mm.
That is totally different. So there has to be a certain decision, very strategical, has to be taken in the course of the year. So we need to see how this will affect the performance of the big teams. So for sure, they have all the cars to make sure that this incredible history will grow.
Yeah.
But the chance of having others to come back again to be strong is there. So that's really the excitement of the future of Formula One.
Hmm.
So you have to say to your readers, stay tuned.
Yes, I will. Talking about Mercedes, how important are other manufacturers also for Formula One? You know, I'm thinking about German ones like Porsche or Audi or maybe even BMW. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that for sure the beauty of being able to do a job that is making happy not only the manufacturer that are today involved as a sign of respect, because that's very important, but also to involve some others is very important. Discussion with a lot of them is happening now. It is not for me to make any call or judgment. Of course, I may have a wish that, as you can imagine, would be to have more of them involved. But the challenge is not given for granted, so they know that.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it's important that the proper discussion will be taken at the right level. And hopefully, you know, if you're able to deliver the right package, I'm sure that some other, not only, let's say, from Germany, could be interested.
Mm, okay. But I have to come back to Germany again. Unfortunately, this year we don't, or probably we won't have any race. How important is the German market in general for you, also for the future, maybe to come back with Formula One?
Very, very important. I have to tell you that I had a call with both Nürburgring and Hockenheim to see if there is a real chance to bring them back as soon as possible. It has been a shame, or a very, very sad, not to see them apart from last year, because it was, I would say, a particular situation.
Yeah.
Not to have them in a stable situation on the calendar. I really wish that they can be part of this discussion in a permanent base as soon as possible. I really hope that we can find solutions in the next couple of months.
Perfect. I hope that too, Stefano. Thank you.
Me too, really. I mean, I remember all the Grand Prix in Nürburgring on Hockenheim. By the way, I had my podium there, so first podium, so I remember very, very well. So it's that's for sure something that I wish. As you know, in a marriage, we need to be in two, to be together.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Perfect, Stefano, that was a very nice interview.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.